Jens, die Aufnahmetaste leuchtet rot. Wir sind wieder drauf mit unserem Podcast Open Court. Unseren heutigen Gast muss man nicht großartig vorstellen. Er ist der Head Coach Pablo Laso. Und wir machen das ganze Interview auf Deutsch. Wir sprechen Deutsch heute?
Not yet.
Okay, so.
I'll get some, but not yet. Not ready to speak Dutch.
But you understand
a little bit. I'm trying to more or less get in little things step by step, but okay.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
I don't want to say it very loud, but it's true. Yeah. German is difficult.
But you know how to order food? Do you have a favorite German meal or you still
I eat? Like the schnitzel.
Schnitzel?
Okay. Yeah. And sometimes with my son, with Axel, he's like, hey, Dad, let's go out, have some schnitzel. Because, okay, if you and me will say, let's go out and have a schnitzel, my wife will say yes. So, okay, usually we have a schnitzel and usually when you have a son that pushes, helps. Always goes easier.
Oh, that's nice. I love schnitzel as well. You talked about your son. He's still a more Real Madrid fan, or he's getting
basketball close. Wise. He's more Bayern me for sure. his father, but okay, on the round where they play the football semifinal, he was 50-50. He was happy that Madrid won. But I'm sure he would have been happy if Bayern won also. He's like, yesterday he was watching the final, the junior final, and a lot of his friends were playing. And in a sense, he wanted them to win because they're friends. But okay, he was not like really enthusiastic. And on the final also, I think he wanted Madrid to win. But in some moments, he was like, he didn't care that much. But football, you should see him the Manchester City day. I mean, he was all on it. And it's normal. He's been there for many years and he grew up with that culture. So it's not like he's still Real Madrid fan. And in football, he's like, if you ask him, he'll go like, yeah, we won the league. Easy.
It's always easy. In the end, it's always easy.
Looks like.
But when did you guys watch the game Final Four, the final Real against Panathinaikos? You guys watch it together or?
Yeah, we watched it together. We watched the first half. I was in some podcast with EuroLeague ex-players like Casey Rivers, who played here, and Michael Roll. So I watched the first half, and Real Madrid was dominating the game, heading every shot. But probably, they were playing too good to don't get many advantages. Panathinaikos hung on tough. So what we did is I went out to dinner. I went out to dinner with my wife, deciding that, okay, I will watch the second half later. Yesterday was like a long basketball day. I watched Wolfsburg, I watched the ANGT, I watched the third place, I watched the final. So it was like a busy day for a coach. But okay, it was kind of disappointed for Madrid the second half because, okay, Panathinaikos played too good. And sometimes it's like, you don't make jumpers. And this is what happens a little bit. Okay, they can talk about refs, they can talk about a lot of things, but okay, I think in a moment it was 0-11. So they were missing in jumpers that usually Madrid punish you with those jumpers, and Panathinaikos came back.
From your feeling, we play playoff series, there are adjustments, but there's also good timing for adjustments. Yeah. If you take, just for example, this game yesterday, when do you think is the time? So you're not hitting open jumpers.
Yeah.
So when is the time to adjust? Or do you just keep going?
Well, probably, I always say that probably as a coach, you always have your, let's say, plan B, plan C, plan D on your head. Like watching the series against Ludwigsburg. Okay, the first game that we lost, we were more or less dominating, but we would just let them play. Mm-hmm. They were just playing. So in the fourth quarter, they start hitting shots, and we didn't have a reaction. So we lost that game, and okay, it was sad for us, first game on the series, but then we were able to adjust during the series, and we didn't play great, but we were able to contest those shots from the second game, and we got back in the series, and we won the series. So sometimes that says that, okay, it's not only just making shots. Make shots is going to help for sure. But it's not only basketball, it's not only making shots you have to do. You have to go through situations that will help you to get into the game.
And there are always some opponents where you cannot really look good, especially with Ludwigsburg. If I remember all the series Bayern played against Ludwigsburg, this was not such a great joy to watch, to be honest.
No, because Ludwigsburg, okay, I think on favor about them is they play their game. Mm-hmm. And they force you to play their game. And that's very good. I wish that I can play like I want to every day. Sometimes I have to adjust and I have to be ready to adjust. It's not going to be the way that I want every time. But Ludwigsburg is a team that really forces you to play that way. Maybe not nice, but you have to adjust and be able to say, okay, they're playing like this, so we have to be solid on this, solid on rebound, solid on defense. They will force you to go inside. They will force you to this, blah, 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 blah. They will force you with this tempo. Okay, you have to adjust. And I think we did a great job of adjusting during the series and getting the series and getting the series and now thinking about the future, thinking about Würzburg on semifinal.
Without giving away too much, how do you see Würzburg? First of all, their season.
Yeah.
Second of all, their MVP Livingston. Yeah. Who is now out of the team. How do you see this team, their whole season to start off?
Well, I think the coach did a great job with them. And there is no surprise that they are very good on some situations. For example, it's probably the team that plays more one-on-one because they don't turn the ball over. Okay, they're able to create the situation and have patience in offense and wait. And they rely a lot on those one-on-one situations where Livingston, for example, who was MVP of the league, was very good, but also Washington, Perry, that they're playing more minutes now. Celias is very difficult to defend. He can play inside, outside. And the big guys are doing a great job. So I think that they combine it very good, and they play with a lot of, let's say, situations that made them strong during the year. Like they have confidence. They don't have a long squad, but okay, at this moment of the year and not playing two competitions help them. But right now they're playing at good level. Their confidence is for sure high. And we know that we will have to be ready to face up a lot of situations that for us will be different. And we will have to adjust situations that will go good in our way for us. Okay, we're having problems in the point guard position because Nick is out with some injury. We'll see how he will fit for the series. Also, Francisco. So we have to make adjustments, and we have to play different than maybe we played during the season. No, okay. Example, MVP of the Cup, Francisco. He's not playing. Okay, we're missing something. That's for sure. But we have to adjust and we have to be ready because, you know, at this time, it's not time to cry and say, okay, we don't have Francisco finished. No, we have to be ready to play some probably different. It's not to play, I don't know, Bonga with the ball than Francisco, but you have to use certain players to do different things. And I think in that, the team is ready, and this is not something that we're looking for.
No, this was also impressive how Isaac Bonga was able to advance the ball against the high pressure of Ludwigsburg. How do you see him now a little bit changing the roles?
Yeah. Okay. I said from the beginning, and I thought it, and I remember when I played against him, and also last year, watching Isi, he's a guy that maybe he's good because he can do a lot of things. Sometimes that strength punishes you. Mm-hmm. At the end, you're not, okay, I don't know. What Andy can do? Shoot. He can shoot the ball. For sure, he can shoot the ball. So after shooting, he can do more things. Right and left. Yeah, you were on that video. Famous in Spain. My friends text me about it. But it's true that that Andy, okay, you say, shoot him. But if you talk about this, he's like, yeah, but he's a great rebounder. Yeah, but he's a great defender. Yeah, but he's a good shooter. Yeah, but he's, at the end, he's good in everything. So I think it was very important for us that he was able to handle the ball against that pressure, create plays, and also do great job rebounding, great job defending. So I think it was very important on this year, and I think it's going to be very important like has been the whole year for us.
Nice. Another point is Würzburg, I don't know if you remember the gym. It's a very small gym, very competitive gym. The fans are going crazy because they're in the semifinals. For you as a coach, is it nicer to play in a smaller gym or coach in a smaller gym, or is it better like to play in a huge arena?
If I have to say it, I prefer bigger arenas. But, okay, you have to get used to it. I mean, you can say, okay, I don't play here because it's too small. No, you get used to. And back in Spain, okay, like when you play in Manresa, it's a little bit like this. Manresa is kind of mm-hmm. a small gym, people close to the... So somehow as coach, you get used to. And sincerely, myself, I try to avoid that and concentrate on the game. If you ask me before the game, I will tell you, or you ask me now, I prefer a bigger arena. But at the end, also bigger arenas are, you know, tough. I'll go to Fenerbahce. Fenerbahce mm-hmm. is a big arena, but it's not easy to play there. People is on it. But the way I see it, and when I saw it when I was a player and now as a coach, is, hey, game starts, finish.
Don't think
that
about
people,
it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's going to be there and you have to be ready for that.
In those small arenas, you also have the disadvantage of hearing everything, right?
True.
So we are in Germany. Most of the German people could not speak Spanish to you. But if you were in Manresa and you listen to everything, how does that change? Does that change the coaching? Because there are some hecklers who are very, very good at this.
Okay, I'm going to tell you one story. I remember that I started playing very early. And I have this guy from Manresa cursing me out since I was 17, coming with Baskonia. So then I signed with Madrid. And I remember one game with Madrid, I was like 27, 28. But I've already played in Manresa for 10 years. So this guy was like cursing me, like, blah, 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 blah. About time that you retire. I'm like, I'm 27. I'm 28. So the funny thing is, after the game, he came up to me, talked to me, and said, hey, Pablo, how you doing? You know who I am, no? I'm like, yeah. And he was like, hey, don't take it personal. Like, okay, I'm like this. But it's funny because in Vitoria, happened the same. I was the coach of Madrid, and a guy in the stands killing me. Pablo, your team, blah, 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 blah. And like 2 weeks later, after the playoffs, I went to Vitoria to a cafeteria and he came up. Hey, Pablo, how you doing? Everything okay? A uniform, you know, since I was very young. Okay, for me, like I said, I try to get away from that. And I just focus on the game, focus on my team, focus on what I have to do. I don't think that interferes me. And I think a lot of times it's something that it's important that somehow you try to get away from that. Mm-hmm. Just focus on the game, focus on your team. And I think it's what I have to do. And I somehow try to make my mind ready for that.
Perfect. Thank you, coach, for your time. You're in these busy days in the playoffs that you're with us, telling great stories. We wish you, of course, all the best for the semifinals. And maybe we can talk after the season with the cup in the room again in the podcast. And of course,
pleasure.
Let's have some fun. And for the guys who heard, they come back soon and can help you. Jens, danke dir. Und danke, danke, you understand,
danke.
Danke und bitte. And enjoy your schnitzel today.
Yeah, we'll see. If not today, maybe tomorrow.
Wonderful. Okay, on to a great season. All the best and thanks for your time, coach. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tschüss.